All right, good morning again, men. Welcome to our men's breakfast. So I just want to go ahead and advance the meeting here forward. We're going to have Matt give a presentation today on Stephen's ministry, but we will start first with some announcements. All right. I was pleased to learn that we have various Bible studies that are kicking off this fall. In particular, there's one that has been on my to-do list, and that's Disciple One. I think it's been a few years, and who better to lead that than Mr. Fletcher over here? So Bob is going to be kicking us off with that. I know our Cornerstone class has been talking about that, so we are looking forward to that, Bob. Nonetheless, the Bible studies are on our RUMC website. So I thought I'd just point to that just for a moment.
Okay. I'm doing one starting January. Same thing, Disciple One.
Okay, look at that. Good stuff. Thank you, gentlemen, for that. Then it looks like I might need some help here, maybe Pastor Ross. What, Sally's leading one? Is this?
Yeah.
Is this for ladies? Open.
Has a big following with ladies, but you don't have to be a lady to
do it. Okay, so nonetheless, we have various Bible studies kicking off this fall, different times. Good stuff. All right, what else do we have here? What other announcements do we have? Not many announcements. There's schools, school activities, kids, grandkids.
On the lawn here in 2 weeks, right?
Absolutely.
You know, our grand opening.
Yeah, the back to school, back to church is a big event for the church on March 13th. And every Sunday, the following Sunday, kind of a kickoff for classes, groups, church activities. Kind of corresponds with everybody getting back to school.
There's going to be free food.
Yeah, free food. Probably
some free.
The children's activities and things like that.
That was on the website too. I know I saw that somewhere. Let's see if I'm fast enough. Community groups?
Kind of a shift of things going on at church. You probably are aware of, but Ben Mayfield is the new youth minister. Jason Scott is going to move into what Kevin's scrolling through all our community groups, discipleship, Sunday school classes, working with that. So Debbie Goodwin has been the interim person in that role. And so Jason's going to move from the Dodd over to here and work with those groups. And then you know that Michael Cromwell last coming last week, and then Angela, not going to say the last name.
Love Parker.
Yeah, there it is. The interim music director. So a lot of staff shifting around, but good people. Ben Mayfield would be a great speaker in the near future to come and talk about what he's going to be doing.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for that. I have reached out to Ben. So, yes, he is in my target group to get him and to introduce himself and all that sort of stuff. I'm not doing myself any justice here. I saw this yesterday. This was all in my script to show you, to your point, the whole back to school, back to church celebration. There's a page on that. There's some other announcements. I'm missing the mark on that one this morning. So that's on me. What other announcements do we have? Anything? I think that might be it. So, all right. So I think at this time, then I'll just go ahead and introduce Matt. So Matt, you should be familiar with Matt. Matt's been in here in part of the congregation for a long time. You can share with us how many years you've been part of Stephen Ministry. Matt and I, we've been in the same Sunday school now, probably going on like 10, 12 years or whatever it's been, something like that. So Matt, I'm interested to learn more about Stephen's ministry and see how we can engage and leverage that. And certainly in our circles of friends and in our networks of how we can better leverage the Stephen's ministry. So Matt, why don't you get up here and share more about Stephen's ministry with us. So thank you, Matt, for speaking.
Are you gonna?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up.
All right, while he's doing that, I'm gonna start by just saying, Bob and Kramer, thank you for doing Cyber One. That is one of the best experiences I've ever had. It's been over 10 years ago now, but I went through the whole Disciple program. It's a lot. It's like 6 years worth of content. And it was just a really great study. So if you've got the time, I highly encourage you to do it or tell people about it. I think it's one of the best offerings we have through the Methodist Church. So anyway, yeah, so Kevin, as Kevin mentioned, I've been a member here about 10 years now, and I've been part of the Stephen Ministry group for about three, I guess, maybe, at this point. Mark is much more experienced than I am, but I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about kind of what Stephen Ministry is, but mostly what I want to focus on is how you guys can get involved. So we're ready.
Go for it.
All right, go to the next one. So anyway, Stephen Ministry, if you aren't familiar with it, is basically a lay arm of the care that we can provide to our congregation and community. So it's non-officially trained people, like no degrees or anything, but we do go through 50 hours of pretty significant training to try to learn how to really be empathetic with and support people that are going through difficult times. There are three sort of rungs to the ladder within Stephen Ministry. You've got the leadership, which is Jeff mainly. And we've got a couple of people within our group that sort of handle, administrative and organizational type things. Then we have, what would you say, maybe 20, 22 Stephen ministers that are assigned to provide care to individual people. And then you've got the care receivers. So those are the folks that are struggling through things maybe just being a family member of someone struggling through things, but people that need some level of Christian support. Next. So you may be familiar with this as well, but kind of where do Stephen ministers fit within this spectrum of care? Obviously people get support from their family. Usually that's sort of the first stop, or friends, or maybe their small group Sunday school classes. That's kind of on the very non-official end. And then on the other end, you've got professionals like counselors and psychiatrists and folks that deal with very specialized issues. And you've got your pastoral team that helps a lot of times when folks are going through crises. In fact, my own personal story, when I was kind of going through a crisis a number of years ago, my first stop was to talk to Eric Lee. And Eric, was part of the pastoral staff here for a number of years. But between those two ends of the spectrum is where the Stephen Ministry team sort of fits. And it's, you can see it's a pretty broad gap, but the idea of Stephen ministers is to be somebody that walks with another person through a trough or a difficult period in their life. So, next. Did we skip one? We might have done that. Oh, no, okay. Go ahead. Yeah. So, what I want to talk about really today, I mentioned the three main players in this organization or this scheme of ministry, but there's a fourth one, and it's one that we haven't had a lot of support from in the past few years, and that's the referral network. And you know, with there being 20 or so Stephen ministers in a congregation as large as ours, that's not enough people really to know what all the needs are in the whole congregation, and even beyond the congregation in our community. And that this can be, you know, family members, it can be neighbors, it can be co-workers. There are people hurting all over the place. We've got this amazing counseling center that brings in hundreds and hundreds of people every week that are not part of our church at all. But we have all these people that are in all these different Sunday school classes and attend multiple different services. And you get to run across folks that are in all stages of life, right? And so what we're hoping is that we can start to build up our army of people that are on the lookout for folks that need help. So what are some things that we help with or things that might sort of trigger in your head, this may be a good candidate for Stephen Ministry. So go to the next one. So there's a long list of challenges that people have in their lives, right, that could be good candidates. Obviously, one that comes immediately to mind is like when somebody has a major loss, right? The loss of a spouse, the loss of a child, the loss of a parent, loss of a job, right? Those are easy ones to spot. But there are all kinds of issues that people go through, and a lot of times they just need somebody to talk to, and they can't necessarily talk to their close friends, or you know, they just need somebody that will maybe just listen without trying to tell them what to do, right? A lot of times our closest, you know, family members and friends, they want to try to help us solve our problems, and a lot of times when people are going through struggles, they have to figure those things out on their own, and they just need somebody to walk through it with them. And some of the examples of things that I've dealt with as a Stephen minister over the years is I've had someone who's going through a divorce, and I went through that, and that was one of the reasons that I became a Stephen minister, because I kind of had it's certainly not a unique situation, but it was a very challenging time for me, and I was in a bad place for a while. But I got help from a Stephen minister, and you know, several years sort of after the fact, I felt like I was sort of back on my feet, and so I thought I was at least somewhat qualified to walk through that process with another guy. I should also mention this, but Stephen ministers are always paired up with same-sex, you know, care receivers, so men with men and so forth. But I've had that. I've actually had a homeless person. Funny enough, you wouldn't necessarily expect that, but somebody who was not just down on their luck. Like, they've been down on their luck for a long time, such that they couldn't even afford to pay for a place to live anymore. This guy had been living in his car for 6 months, trying to get back on his feet. So I've had that. I've had someone with really unusual sort of family dynamics, estranged children and mentally ill children that were creating havoc in this person's life. So those are just some of the examples that I've experienced, but you know, you can see the types of things that we typically deal with. So anything like that ought to be sort of, it ought to trigger in your mind, hey, this might be someone who could use. I don't even know if I would call it help as much as it is, you know, support or assistance or just, you know, a Christian ear that can listen and not only sympathize, but empathize with them. Next. The other thing to think about, it's not always just the person that's going through the challenge that can use care. Sometimes it's their spouse or their child or someone that's close to them who is being affected by the situation. And an easy one to think about in this case is like, think of an addict, right? You know, an alcoholic or something. Those are the folks that probably need help the most, but then think of their, you know, their spouse or their children or whatever. Those folks are usually struggling just as much. In fact, you know, AA as an organization has a sister organization that's for, I think it's called Al-Anon, which is for the family members of the person that's struggling with the addiction. So there are a lot of people that are having difficult times, and there are a lot of people that are being affected by those folks. So I think next is, I'd like y'all to spend a couple minutes at your tables and talk about people that you know in your everyday walk of life, whether they're members of this church or just members of your circle that you think might could benefit from Stephen Ministry. Things that we don't want to bring up. Right, Stephen Ministry, another thing about it, it is totally confidential. Nobody knows who's assigned to who. When we, as a Stephen Ministry group, get together every couple of weeks, we have small groups where we discuss the care situations that we're in. We never mention names. We don't mention any type of specifics that would even like give it away, right? We don't talk about spouses or even where they go to church or what their job is or what school their kids go to, right? It's intended to be completely confidential. So as you have this discussion amongst your table, say, I know, you know, a middle-aged guy who's, you know, lost his job. And, you know, I think maybe he would be a good candidate or whatever. Yeah.
Matt, would you clarify for us, I guess, maybe like what percentage attend church regularly or not? I mean, because I think as I think of neighbors and friends and so forth, and what immediately comes to my mind is, do they go to church or not? Would they be receptive? So do you have any, yeah, any?
You know, Jeff or Mark to pitch in there. I would say in my experience, at least half of them are not regular churchgoers. They might belong to a church. They might belong to this church, but my experience is that it's not been, you know, people that we see every Sunday. Yeah.
If they're, I know they're members of this church who aren't even familiar with the faith. And if a person's not a member of the church, how do they connect with a Stephen?
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about the referral process. I wanted to kind of get you guys sort of in the mindset of trying to identify people that might be good candidates, but we're gonna talk about the whole referral process for sure. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Any other questions? All right, so take 5 minutes. And talk amongst your table. You don't have to fill anything out at this point. I'm going to give you guys some material to take with you when you leave today, but you'll have an opportunity to do an official referral, and the referrals all go to Jeff. You'll have a chance to do that after the meeting is over, or whenever that time is appropriate for you. But for now, just talk through scenarios, and you guys can discuss. Hey, is this a good person, a good candidate, and someone that might need help? I'll float around. If anybody has questions, just wait. Man, yeah, thanks.
I guess we're a group. Is that right?
Yeah. How do I? Yeah.
Can you make it?
Okay. There we go. Yeah. I forgot to unmute it.
Yeah, Bob, David.
Yeah, happy. I'm talking amongst themselves, and we're just muted.
And Bob and David. So I'm gonna try to put you guys in a breakout room.
Oh, okay.
I still have a Zoom account, but I don't want to be using it anymore. So I don't know if I need to keep my Zoom account. So we're supposed to talk about somebody we might refer. Is that correct?
That's the way I understand it. Yeah. Kind of a fish out of water up here.
Yeah. I was in Stephen Minister. I was a Stephen minister for several years, but I've retired. But it was a really good experience.
It's not about
all the guys that I met with were people who attended our church. But I know that some of the Stephen ministers had care receivers who were not in a church or were going to other churches. And I guess they were taken care of by RUMC because they heard about the Stephen ministry at our church and wanted to be a care receiver.
I would imagine underutilized ministry or service.
How long ago did you do that, David?
It was quite a few years ago. I retired about 3 years ago.
Used to be responsible for this. And she had been here so long. She knew everybody.
Our church did it for a while. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know if they're still doing it right now.
I think in years past, we've had a pretty good pipeline of people that just went to her.
Oh, this is really hard to hear with your voice and background voice.
She left.
Yeah. David, do people call the church and
we're trying to reestablish
and inquire about the Stephen ministry, or
funneling everything through one person? We're trying to expand,
reestablish a process. Yeah,
that can
sure
that can help. I probably even ought to talk about this in our class. But
can you guys hear me?
There's a lot of folks out there that.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Every different age in life.
I was asking David if he knew if people call the church and inquire about the Stephen ministry. Is that how we get a lot of referrals?
Her husband is not much help around the house, and she's like overwhelmed. Right.
I caught about half of that.
Hearing a couple conversations at the same time.
Yeah. Too much background noise.
Elderly people.
I'm not too good at multitasking, and this is
somebody else has an elderly lady whose kids and put her in a
Bill, you asked the question.
She doesn't want to be there. And
I was wondering from your experience, do people call the church?
Doesn't want to do
inquire about Stephen ministers,
like,
or is that how a lot of them come in?
They may reach out to our church as a resource for help. And sometimes the people are referred to a professional because Stephen ministers are not professional psychologists. So we kind of fill a gap like it showed on that one slide.
Right.
The sister go into.
And there have been cases where a Stephen minister
and I'm trying to
told the leaders that they recommend this person see a professional.
I see.
So just an initial visit, the thing that was
a couple of examples of care that gave one guy's his wife had passed away, and he was trying to decide whether to sell his house.
They both died, but
he and his wife had tried to for many years or to downsize. So I just met with him each week, and we talked about his thoughts. And eventually, he did sell his house and downsize. And so I spent some time with him after that had occurred in his new residence. And he was very happy that he made the decision that he did.
But yeah, I think the challenge right now is I'm in a position now. Sure.
There's just a whole variety of kinds of issues that you can deal with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But a major part of our ministry is just listening and letting the person talk through their thoughts and think about it.
We got these little cards.
It helps when they can talk about it.
Reminder for me. So
even though they haven't decided, they discuss the pros and cons.
Honestly, when I talk to the friends or again in my circles. Sure. I think
but a certain extent, you're like a very, very good ear
decision tree such that, hey, invite him to church, invite him to Sunday school. Like, and it kind of stops there. And there's people who are, again, going through any of these things. Yeah, and that's usually our one and two. Come with us. And I don't think of this as a leverageable.
Yeah.
Now, totally, this brings greater. Sorry about that. Yeah, it brings definitely new light. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Before we go through the last little bit of content, I just wanted to also mention that the kind of the purpose of me coming today is obviously we're trying to expand our reach throughout the congregation, but if any of you or if you know of anybody who you think would be interested in becoming a Stephen minister, you know, we could always use more people in that capacity. So if you're interested, we can tell you more about the process that you go through to become a Stephen minister. Jeff is our leader, so obviously he can help, and Mark's been around the block 3 or 4 times. So probably help as well. But I wanted to just finish here. Go to the next one. Talking about the referral process. So how this all works. So the best way to do this is if you've identified somebody that you think might be a good candidate to get assigned to Stephen minister, approach them one-on-one with concern, right, and just try to feel out whether or not they would be receptive or they think that they could benefit from this type of care. Explain to them kind of what the program is. The main things to talk about is one-on-one. It's another, you know, layperson, right? It's not a pastor or anything. It's not anybody with a, you know, an advanced degree, but it's somebody who, in a lot of cases, has been through difficult challenges in their own lives and has come out kind of on the other end and is willing to just walk with them through the degree or the struggle. Always mention confidentiality, right? That's always a big stumbling block. People don't want others to know their issues a lot of times. So there's never any name shared. Nobody knows anything except that one, you know, that relationship between the Stephen minister and the care receiver. If you get permission from them to pass their information along, get their name and phone number, and then that information goes to Jeff. And Jeff, I assume you reach out and try to get a little bit better sense for what they're going through. And then Jeff knows the Stephen ministers and maybe what sort of unique either experiences or things that they've been through and decides like who's the best, what's the best match.
Yeah, I think one thing, maybe y'all were looking at the list before, and I hope that didn't scare you. You're not assigned somebody. You fill out kind of a profile of, I feel like I would be helpful dealing with people with this or this or this, but definitely I don't want to deal with somebody who's dealing with this. So if you're nervous about, well, I don't know if I can talk to somebody about kids or about divorce or about whatever it is, that's part of the conversation that goes kind of back and forth. And so if somebody comes to me and I think of Matt, I'll call Matt and I'll say, hey, this is kind of what's going on. Does that sound okay? And Matt can say, whoa, no, take me off the list. Or, yeah, I got too much going on. Or, no, that I think I could handle that. So there's a negotiation in that, and you're not surprised or thrown into something that you don't feel like you could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. So far, I think I've said no zero times. I'm strong. A couple of other things, you know, do and don'ts. Obviously, don't leave it up to them. Right? You find out if they're if they show any interest at all, and you know, or say, yeah, I think that probably would help me. Say, well, I'm going to reach out to our pastoral leader, and I'd like to pass your information along. If they're okay, and then do it on their behalf, right? Don't let them do it. It's a lot of times they won't. I've talked about confidentiality. Like the last point is don't give up. You know, a lot of folks, you know, I in my own personal case, like it took me a couple of years to get through a valley, right? So the first time you mention it and they say no, a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, they may be still hurting, or it could be even worse, right? So don't give up. Having been on both sides of this thing, I can tell you it's a great program. You know, God works through people. You guys know this. And, you know, I've seen it. I've seen God work through Stephen Ministers in my own life. And it's a great program. I highly encourage you, if you think this is something you would want to do, talk to one of us. But, you know, we really could use the help reaching a hurting world. So be on the lookout. And if you ever have questions, or if you're not sure how to approach someone, don't just let it go. Talk to Jeff, talk to me, talk to Kramer, talk to whoever.
Go ahead. I would just add, we were just talking about that here on Communion Sundays and some other times, special services and things, you'll see people with a Stephen Minister badge. They help out with communion. We lean on the Stephen Minister community for that. So if you're wondering, about somebody to talk to, look at those folks. It's probably somebody you know, you just didn't know they were doing that. But on the Communion Sundays, they wear their little Stephen Minister badge. And as you come forward for communion, they're usually paired with a minister. So you can see who those folks are.
Yeah, so this content that we covered today is in these handouts. So I'm going to leave them here on this little table. If you would grab one as you leave, it's just everything that we talked about. And then at the end, there's a referral sheet. So if you want to submit a referral to Jeff, just put their information on this page and get that to him. Any other questions? You have some more stuff you want to cover?
Yeah, I think just kind of as a matter of a little bit of routine, and just typically how we close out here is with any other maybe announcement, praises, and prayers. But certainly want to thank you again, Matt, for enlightening us, educating us. Certainly Dr. Jeff also having in some color here to the program. This is a great program. And for me, it's enlightening. I think as I shared at my table, in our circles of friends and as a family, as we know about witnessing, a lot of times it can be just invited to church or whatever, Sunday school. And this is just, I think, another service that's available that we can share with our friends. And I'm certainly much more familiar with this program and the capabilities and then the ability to go serve here and actually become Stephen Mitchell, just as you talked about there. So again, yeah, thanks for walking us through, and I want to definitely pick up that material. So just before Matt comes up and closes out in prayer, I did just want to kind of take the opportunity, maybe I'll just kind of point to the tables and just see what else was happening, what other phrases, prayers that we may have, and maybe I'll just kind of point around the room if you feel led to share anything here. So Mark, Richard, Mark.
My middle daughter, Emily, was due yesterday, and she's very uncomfortable. Her doctor said that her baby is very comfortable in the womb and has no intention of leaving any time. So prayers for Emily and her baby girl. This
one. Yeah. I'm dealing with a malignancy, and in the last month, I've gotten some good news about the treatments. And at the end of the last time, my eye was still shut, it's open now. And it's just a combination of good medical care and the support of prayer that I've gotten from so many angles that is very helpful in healing my life. And that's also true.
It's wonderful. Jim Stable.
Yeah. I just kind of add on to Stephen's ministry. My brother in Charlotte has been a Stephen's minister for 25 plus years, and he found it so rewarding that he went on to become a hospice counselor. And after they had one guy. He found it very strong.
Chad Mitchell.
A common statement to
it's a little bit different. It's nice having the fence down. You peek in a little bit further without having the kids jump on the fence and try to jump over.
You start to see green out there. They're supposed to be starting to put down the sod today, tomorrow, and over the weekend and the early part of next week. They're trying to get it down before the heavy rain. That's the point. Who knows? We'll be ready for the 13th, but you won't be able to walk in the grass, because the grass will still be taken. See, you'll be able to walk the path, though. Really get a good feeling for where it's at. But take a look around, you can see the fences down here, you can see them.
Sounds great. Great to see the progress, and appreciate the efforts. What do we got here in the back? Anything? Roger? I wanted to share, so in our last men's breakfast, just a couple few weeks ago, actually shared that our previous men's dinner speaker, Matt McGee, was resting at home. He has since gone on to be with the Lord. This was as of a couple weeks ago. I attended his celebration of services over in Rockport, and it was amazingly inspirational, just from the images, pictures of his family. It was a video excerpt. And over the last couple months, what he prioritized was to be faithful. And he traveled to Cincinnati. He came here to speak that particular night. He went to other venues and locations, and he prioritized his faith, and he wanted to demonstrate that. So it was just so amazing, and I think courageous, just to see videos of him at the celebration of service for him. And what I did was want to share, he did have a verse going to Hebrews. In Hebrews, if they're really keeping the faith, running the race. So this was his closing. This is his memory verse here. So therefore, and this is
Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So he certainly kept the faith, and certainly a great inspiration for me and how he led his life, how he lived the legacy. I'm going to have Matt come up here and close us in prayer. What I will do at the completion of prayer is share a song of when luck happened. So part of his message, if you attended the men's dinner, when he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, the doctor said, hey, you need to fight with hell. And Matt's like, that didn't resonate with him whatsoever. He's like, you know what? I'm going to win like heaven. So Matt Sins has actually trademarked that win like heaven. He has a very musical son and family, and they've developed lyrics and they've developed a song, which they've just released just recently. So I would anticipate this would be a song we'll hear on a Christian radio or, you know, to your channel, not in the far distance. But that is when I can start the problem, have that music. It's about a good 3 minutes or so, we'll get to hear. And I think the lyrics are just so incredible if you really focus in on those lyrics. So Matt, if you're going to close us up in prayer, then I'm going to set up this music here.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for this group of men. Thank you for this ministry at the church, and thank you for the ministry of Stephen's ministry and the help that it provides to so many people. Help us be on the lookout for those that need care, that need you in their lives. Help us to recognize that and not be afraid to step out and help, either through witnessing or just talking to folks and building relationships so that we can, you know, be your hands and feet and help this this hurting world that we live in. Thank you for the blessings that we enjoy within this church and within this community. And help us to always be grateful to you.
Have a great month.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Enjoyed it, guys.
Chat, we'll see ya.